Sunday Meditation, October 5th, 2003. I'm going to take potluck this evening and hope that quote will speak to the group energy. We've gone around the circle today and we've shared a lot of very intense, interesting, involved, and complex information, dealing with personal lives, opening the heart, new directions. And we would like Quo to take a look at these energies, look at our hearts, and speak to the concerns that are foremost in our own spiritual journey.
We are those of the principle known to you as the Kuo, and we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, in whose service we are and in whose service we delight. We thank you with all of our hearts for calling us to your circle of seeking this day, and are glad to share our humble thoughts with you as long as each is able to agree to listen carefully for those thoughts that appeal and those that do not, keeping the first and leaving behind the second. We appreciate this as it gives us the freedom to speak our minds and share our opinions without feeling that we are attempting to infringe upon your free will or to speak as authorities where we honestly feel that we are not authorities, but friends. We offer our thoughts with the hope that they may help, that they may be of service, and that they may be useful in your process. But my friends, that is that which our thoughts are made of. Process. Ours, yours, and the Creator's. It is unknown to us, just as it is unknown to this instrument, what we shall say at any particular session of working. When we are given the opportunity to speak according to the energy in the circle, it is a marvelously freeing thing in that it enables us to lift from the logical association of subjects into a more feeling and sense-oriented way of attempting to work with those things which lie beneath the words, which can be used to describe situations, reaching down into the feelings and the structures of those feelings that have existed for some time and that have shaped those ears and those eyes that each of you brings to new catalysts, so that the person that experiences the momentary catalyst is experiencing that catalyst through the eyes of a lifetime of coloration. Many times the skill involved in processing experiences is involved in not accepting the first structures as being the whole truth of a situation, either its surface appearance or its deeper meaning. We thank you for lifting up from the iron grip of logical ratiocination and intellectual processes. For when an entity is dealing with a new and unknown situation, as the one known as Steve has said, there is the desire to make progress. And in that desire to make progress, the ruthlessly literal third density biocomputer mind as opposed to the consciousness of each entity, wishes to apply logic to those things which defy logic because of their novelty. When one is wishing to begin a new structure, certainly one may go into the work having some idea as to what that new structure will be. For instance, this channel had spoken earlier concerning the way a new structure of a spiritual circle or a communal spiritual group might be organized or might be appointed and motivated. Yet, because of the fact that this is a structure that has yet to be built, and because of the fact that it can only be built by those involved in the new structure during the catalyst and the process of so building that structure day by day, the grasping mind of the instrument has nothing immediate upon which to take hold. Similarly, with each within this circle who is beginning a new pattern, it is as that entity who is moving into a new abode, a new structure within which to live the entire gamut of third density incarnative life, from the smallest, simplest, and most nitty-gritty of chores and activities having to do with the natural functions of the human body and fulfilling the needs of the human body for sustenance and warmth, all the way to the most abstruse imaginings of one who truly desires to make of the life a gift to the Creator in so many ways, small and large. Each within this group gazes now at a life that is completely new. In many ways, this is beginning to become the standard situation among your peoples at this time. For as many in the group have noted in the conversation preceding this meditation, the world is moving ever more swiftly and ever more intensely in its great rush towards the culmination of what this instrument is often called, third density life. We are not saying that there will come a great catastrophe and all will be finished. However, we are saying that the energies that are moving into place in order to birth the fourth density of your planet Earth move in ever decreasing circles of attraction to that moment when fourth density shall be the officer of the day, shall we say, rather than third density. There shall be a time in your not too distant future when those efforts that you have made to become aware of what it is to open the heart will have culminated in that which can be done within incarnation in third density at this time upon your planet as you know it. Beyond that point, there may well be years and years of service and learning for those within this circle. However, the nature of that learning and the nature of that service will no longer carry the burden of the attempt to graduate from third to fourth density, For indeed, those who are able to live in an open-hearted way to a sufficient extent during this time of transition will be able to live within the fourth density atmosphere. However, those who are not able to so begin to open their hearts will find that the difference between the vibratory level within the consciousness and the vibratory level within the environment shall be great enough that the discomfort of living within the fourth density earth energy shall be too much for the physical vehicles to enjoy without significant distortion, which shall, in many cases, shorten lives that would otherwise have been far longer and more open to many options involved in structures of those with open hearts. In this atmosphere, it becomes more and more obvious that in the face of new structures, there is only one directive that we may offer that you may trust completely. And that directive is to open the heart. This instrument said earlier, speaking for herself, that she found it impossible to keep the heart open for a prolonged length of time, that there was the natural cycle of ego and so forth that would call to any seeking soul those temptations that would take love and replace it with fear. And such temptations are many and varied. Some are obvious, some are subtle. The true nature of such temptations becomes clear usually only when one is in the middle of having closed the heart and then having discovered the closing of the heart and beginning to work backwards from that place of being stuck or being overstimulated or being blocked. So that the uses of hindsight may help the seeker discover the genesis of the conflict that has caused the previously open heart to move once again from love to fear. We give this instrument the picture of a moonlit ocean. The water is black, sparkling with that infinitely subtle pattern of white that comes from starlight and wave motion. The roar of the ocean, being so familiar, becomes silence, and the pounding of the deep becomes stillness, and the soul in its frail bark is as the Indian braving the ocean in his canoe. How dare such a feeble and easily extinguished light set itself off into the darkness. There is the guidance of stars and the song that is not heard but felt. of the ocean speaking to itself, of that great power and magic of water, hoarding its information, rolling with the movement of the stars, responding to each and every cosmic energy. And these these subtle but very real energies strengthen and focus the attention of the Indian in the boat, in this tiny bark canoe. Does this entity, this representative of the seeking soul, choose to have fear of the deep? Does this entity choose to share itself with the deep? Where is this entity going? The stars do not concern themselves with the movement of the canoe. They smile their cheerful smile, coming from out of the past into the future with their light and their information. And the energies of fire gently wrap themselves about this figure as he allows his craft to move with the waves or attempts to direct it with his paddle. Each spirit moves across a great and infinitely deep ocean of energies and structures, and these entities and structures in their shadow form have form in their less shadowy reality, which is still illusion, have no form, but only the shapes of the feelings that have been experienced while working with the moment and its structure and its past, its present, and future. We might suggest to each the growing familiarity with each thought, especially those thoughts that repeat and reappear in the mind. It is well known in many different ways that what one says to oneself is heard. And we would take this opportunity to say once again that each of you is a powerful and magical person. Each has words of power, and each has been speaking these words of power to the self for many years. In many cases, those things which have become habitually said to the self have to do with structures that existed far into the incarnational past of the seeking soul, and voices that originally were outer voices, the voices of parents, teachers, authority figures, and friends, is allowed to become those voices that have been internalized and validated by the self, not to the self's advantage, but indeed to the self's detriment. Some examples are quite obvious. If this instrument says to itself each time that it forgets something that it is a fool, it will not only be forgetful, but it will feel unworthy. Take this example and apply it to those things which each of you says to herself. They may be true in a literal or surface way. And yet, as you note those particular truths, is there a positive advantage to prioritizing this information? And what is it? And if there is a positive way to absorb this information, has the voice within you found that positive way? Or has it allowed laziness and carelessness to blunt the great power of choice for you? Choose carefully that which you communicate to yourself about yourself. And if you find yourself moving into patterns that create feelings of unworthiness, stop, not to correct what may be a true set of facts, but rather to gaze at that little node wherein lie the nerve endings from the past, the circumstances of the present, and the ideals and hopes of your future. What can sitting with this node of activity and process yield for the honest and, in a way, ruthless seeker of inner balance? In each case where there is a perceived node of feelings and process, there is pay dirt. There is treasure to be found. And it is worth the time that it takes to rest within that pattern in terms of being able to become more and more skillful in knowing the self and in seeing those habits and triggers from yesteryear, shall we say, that have crept into the present mechanism of the way the mind works, the way the mind hears, the way the mind sees, all of which are choices very much up for grabs many times. It is not that we wish to cause self-doubt or to invalidate the thoughts that you have and the feelings that you feel. Rather, we ask you to stay with them, to experience through intensity and time, allowing energy to move as it will and as it must, neither hurrying it nor resisting it, but rather embracing it with as much love as you can and thanking it for the opportunities, be they challenging or pleasant or elating, as they come up and as it is time to deal with them. Keep in mind that no matter what it feels like, you are never running in circles. You are always on a spiral. You cannot stay in the same place. In terms of physical things, certainly, an entity can choose to stay in one place and end up pushing the daisies not 10 feet from where he last went to sleep. And these things are possible for the physical body. However, your spirit, that consciousness within you, which is part of the Godhead principle, cannot stay still. It can move forward in a direction that seems fair, or it can move forward in a direction that seems destructurizing and debilitating. The one thing that the spirit cannot do is stay in one place, like the water upon which this bark of being flows within incarnation and without of it. There is no staying still. Even when one is moored, one tends to go to the ends of the mooring rope as the influences of the water move that spirit ever more. Not resting, not stopping, but moving with the gentle patience of eternity. Let the sun be away when it seems to be night, and let the moon be that witness that says to you that the sun is a reality that shall cycle into the awareness once again in its time. Allow the role of the planet that you are to continue so that the night hours are spent in an engaged and embracing way that enables one to be grateful for the sleeplessness of the night of the soul that is dark. Know by the moonshine that there is a sun that is still reflected into your node of catalyst. And let that reflection, dim though it may be that witness for the light and the love of the infinite Creator and the rightness of the plan of the Creator for you, that you are able to release the fear of the night and the fear of the water and the fear of being at the mercy of an ocean that seems, at least on the surface, to be a dangerous place to be. This instrument would say, life is hardball. There are no soft pitches to the school of love on planet Earth. The tangles will come. This is why you jumped into the Earth incarnation. You were not unaware of the difficulties of living within an illusion and being cut off from that embedded knowledge of rightness and goodness and identity that you have lost in entering the earth plane. These things are now unprovable, unknowable, and only trusted by faith. We speak of a mystery. It is a mystery that necessarily involves both suffering and joy, both the deeps of night and the brightest noonday. The contrasts are amazing, and as this instrument said earlier, it is a very bright experience within the earth plane in these days of great light, both for service to self and for service to others. Entities all about you and you yourself are attempting to deal with a great bounty. That bounty is an opportunity to move profoundly within a short time, both in learning and in service, beginning to move from one who does not use the paddle to one who decides upon a course and indeed starts applying the paddle with great diligence and passion. As each of you becomes more and more familiar with the way the new structures of being and living feel, each will have many opportunities to get to know the self better, to become more self-supporting, to fall in love with the self, as this instrument would say. May you find the self that you are to be half as beautiful as we find you to be. As you begin to see more and more clearly into yourself, you shall indeed see things of which you shall not be fond. We ask you not to be discouraged. Each of you has all things within, and to expect never to encounter the shadow part of self is to expect far too much from the very dynamic energies of any human existence within illusion. The creation is designed to bring you out of yourself and into empty rooms where there is as yet no structure. Let those times be, my friends, for they are part of a greatly beneficial and satisfying process. We would at this time open the meeting to further queries if there are any. Is there a question at this time?
Well, if it's possible, could you describe to me what within myself I faced two nights ago during an hour and a half out of tears, and if an experience like that is something that should be sought out or should be allowed to happen as it comes on its own.
We are both of Quill and are aware of your query, my brother. We may say about your experience that certainly it includes those things of which you are letting go, those shifts within your own definition of yourself that require the loss of structures that were in place and that are no longer appropriate. We may also say that it is extremely positive to move through such times, and we see in the way that you shepherded yourself through this time that love of self that opens the heart and teaches it how to love others as well. The time of such movement cannot be planned for. It is only necessary to set the mind towards service and love, and the heart towards living open and vulnerable to the catalyst that arises in the moment. The natural rhythms of experience shall bring to you those moments as they are appropriate. May we answer you further, my brother?
No, that was excellent. Thank you.
We thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
I'm full of them. I was waiting to see if somebody else. Well, if an entity's power is not over another, or even over oneself, what is truly the power of a positively polarizing entity?
We are those of Kuel and are aware of your query, my brother. The power of a service to others entity is that power to love without reservation. The way of love is simple in the extreme in its effect. However, as the one known as Steve has noted, in the energy system of a physically incarnate entity, there are many ways to become hindered or blocked, in which one becomes the one who cuts off the power for oneself. There are many ways to choose to diminish the forces of love within the self. It is a challenge indeed to find those ways in which love has been too tightly held or too dearly given as a miser or a pinch penny, or given without thought, when thought might create a better gift. The province of power is the province of essence. The basic source of power is that knowledge of self that enables one to stand on one firm place and say, this is who I am. Once that becomes a joyful and amalgamated, integrated sense, there is within the self a metaphysical center to which an entity may return by taking thought. What is the use or the goal of power? For service to others' entities, it is the power to help others. For a service to self entity, it is the power to manipulate the environment for the benefit of the self. In both cases, there is an environment to be manipulated. For the positive entity, that which is to be manipulated is not physical, but rather is the stuff of consciousness itself. Therefore, an entity seeking power in the service to others' polarity shall be seeking to know in order to serve and to create changes in consciousness rather than changes in status or other aspects of a physical environment. May we answer you further, my brother?
Before I ask again, I'd like to open the questions to anybody else that may have one. Okay, well, assuming that the work of power is the work of higher energy centers, I know that green ray is the great resource of all spiritual work, and blue and indigo ray activities await only the will of the seeker once green ray has been activated. So my question is, the moment that love is felt, can an entity move up, so to speak, and immediately do blue and or indigo ray work in that moment, if only for what I would call a short period of time? Or does the state of the open heart need to be reliable and consistent for work to proceed into the higher rays?
We are, those of Quo, and are aware of your query, my brother. The ability to do work in consciousness is momentary, and there can be times of brilliance and clarity for any soul who is able, even momentarily, to enter the heart. It is to be noted, however, that the more work that is done in the first three energy centers, and that on a daily basis, the more opportunity that a soul may have to rest within the open heart. The stumbling blocks to living open-heartedly are only partially out there, only partially the effect of catalyst that is incoming to the consciousness of the seeker. Again, the places where energy is held in the energy body often have to do with the past. And those things that are, to all intents and purposes, dead, yet somehow the function of memory has enabled them to have a spurious and untrue life within an entity which has, for the most part, moved on from those stumbling block areas of misperception concerning the self. When the evening of the day comes, we have recommended before through this instrument that it is well to examine, as one may, the points which hooked one during the previous day's experience, either for happiness or for woe. Gaze into the way the mind works when it is triggered. Find those triggers. Name them. Get to know them. Begin accepting yourself for having them. Begin attempting to create for the self a safe place where these things can be looked at for however long they need to stay. In reality, much of getting to know the self is not pushing the self around as much as it is gently sitting around the campfire with all of these different parts of self and allowing each to tell its story. For there is good in many different points of view within, all of which may come together in ways that are not helpful. Yet each item within the mix is helpful to consider, helpful to gaze at, perhaps over time. It is a subtle thing to become more familiar with the self without judging the self. And this is the goal of one who is attempting to free up those stuck places within. Once one is relatively balanced within the energy body from red, orange, and yellow, then it is the heart that is able to get full energy. And that full blast of unconditional love that the Creator puts out in infinite quantity and quality at all times is finally able to move through into the heart in a powerful way. Many who attempt to do work in consciousness are working on that green ray, working to get the heart to open without taking the tedious and often unrewarding time to enter into the self in an ever deeper way, making the connections that explain patterns that are long-standing, and gradually finding ways to remove the triggers that are hidden within everyday experiences and processes. We find that this instrument's energy begins to wane, and so we will leave this group at this time, thanking this instrument for its service and thanking each within the circle for the crystalline beauty of their beings. Your colors and energy are beautiful to us in ways we cannot ever express, and our love for you is great. We thank you for your love of seeking the truth. As you seek, every door shall open. We leave this instrument and this group in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We are known to you as the principle of Kuh. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.